criticizing globalists, noting crime rates of migrant groups listed as evidence of IFT's extremism. By Kurt Zindelka on May 15, 2025. Suggesting that Islamic culture is not compatible with Christian society. Criticizing globalist elites, claiming that immigration and certain ethnic minorities are linked to higher rates of crime. And even calling for the use of private firms to assist in deportations were all listed as evidence that the populist alternative for Germany Party is a right-wing extremist organization. A 1,000-plus page document produced by Berlin's Office for the Protection of the Constitution, BFB, under the direction of former far-left Interior Minister Nancy Faeser and rushed to implementation in her final hours in power. To justify its decision to classify the anti-mass migration IFT party as extremists was leaked and published this week by former Social Democrat politician Matthias Brodkorb on his Cicero website. According to Die Welt, the document almost entirely relied on public comments made by IFT politicians rather than any undisclosed information obtained through other means. Thus, it appears that the case to brand the country's second-largest party and the official opposition to the government as an extremist group, which would allow for mass surveillance of the entire party, as has already been done against local branches of the IFT, was built on political opinions. The paper of record noted that much of the so-called evidence consisted of statements which the political spy agency felt were incompatible with human dignity by allegedly espousing ethnic nationalist, anti-foreign and anti-minority, anti-Muslim and anti-Islamic and anti-Semitic positions. The BFV reportedly claimed that if Thuringia leader Bjorn Hawke's comments condemning the influence of globalists and financial elites in conjunction with describing the German government as their puppets, demonstrated an example of anti-Semitic rhetoric. The document is said to have quoted a 2022 speech, in which he said that the politicians in Berlin were not German patriots but rather globalist speech puppets who act in the interest of large American corporations and for globalist masterminds. The intelligence agency said that while opposition against multiculturalism did not necessarily indicate extremist beliefs, the promotion of ethnopluralism, or the belief in separate and distinct nations based on their historical ethnicities, crossed the bounds of acceptable political speech. Again, Hawke was cited for another speech in 2022 in which he warned that if Europe fails to stop mass migration from Arab and African countries, it would eliminate Europe for what it has become over thousands of years and spark a cultural meltdown. That's why we need at least temporary foreclosure. It's not just the quantity of people that matters, it's also the quality of people. If we want to survive as a European civilization, then we have to seal ourselves off from mass immigration, the IFT politician is quoted as saying. The BFV argued that distinguishing migrants by their quality demonstrated an anti-pluralistic view of society would not be compatible with human dignity. The agency also cited Hawke's use of terms such as the Great Replacement and calling for re-migration as evidence of extremism. Comments from IFT leader Alice Weidel also drew the ire of the political spy agents for comments linking certain minority ethnic groups to crime in Germany, as she pointed out that migrant crime was undercounted, as the government statistics do not list those who gain citizenship among migrant criminals. She pointed specifically to people from Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria as having higher crime rates than native Germans. This, the BFV said, reduces the entirety of migrants from these countries as fundamentally more dangerous than Germans through blanket insinuations. Additionally, the intelligence agency objected to suggestions that Islamic culture is not compatible with Christian societies like Germany, despite the frequent jihadi terror attacks in the country since the opening of the floodgates to migration from the Muslim world. Suggesting that real integration of Muslims into Christian countries was largely impossible, IFT member of the Bundestag Christina Baum was cited as saying, "Many of our Muslim fellow citizens never made a secret of saying out loud what they think of us Germans. Our laws and traditions, namely nothing, not at all. Most of them despise us and consider us women fair game." Even simple policy proposals surrounding immigration were documented, including calls from Brandenburg State MP Lena Cotter for the government to employ private contractors to carry out deportation services. According to the Office for the Protection of the Constitution, such suggestions ignore that deportations are human rights-intensive interventions. The report also accused the party of having downplayed the crimes of Nazi Germany, citing Hawke's use of the phrase "everything for Germany," a phrase that predates the 20th century. Hawke has claimed that he was unaware of its ties to the Nazi regime. The BFV also cited comments from state parliamentarian Hans Thomas Till Schneider, who was cited as saying in 2023 that only a tiny proportion of Wehrmacht soldiers committed crimes and thus it was unfair to brand our great-grandfathers and our grandfathers as criminals. The leaked report was heavily criticized by a constitutional law professor at the University of Augsburg, Joseph Franz Lindner, who argued that political parties should largely be exempt from laws enabling state surveillance of extremist groups, as it is improper for the government to target political opponents through state surveillance. Trying to combat and eliminate political opponents with the help of the Secret Service is unworthy of a mature democracy, Lindner said. The core problem of the Federal Office for the Protection of the Constitution, BFV, in its current performance is that it has viewed its mandate primarily in political terms. This is a profound misunderstanding of its own role. A secret service that believes it has the right to participate in the political decision-making process and can, through new, unlawful categories, open up new fields of observation and effectively exclude certain opinions from political discourse, is dangerous, he added. In a speech before the Bundestag this week, AfD-leader Alice Weidel rejected the notion that her party represented extremism, arguing that the Berlin political establishment was far more extreme. An extremist is someone who arbitrarily restricts fundamental rights, as in the Corona period. An extremist is someone who destroys the prosperity of citizens through eco-socialist transformation. An extremist is someone who wants to abolish civil liberties and freedom of expression. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.